So it's our Dad a Day contest in June. Every day until Father's Day, we call and congratulate another dad on the air, reading to them what their loved one wrote in about them. We've got Matt to call today. He's a veteran. He works in the medical field. I don't know if he's going to be easy to get a hold of, but let's see if we can get him on the phone. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Matt?
Yes, who's this?
Hey, this is Tyler. I'm from the radio station KX93.5, and your wife, Shannon, nominated you for a little contest we're doing. Did you know about this?
No.
Okay. Can I tell you about it?
Sure. Let's hear it.
So we're doing a thing over here called Dad a Day. And every day until Father's Day, we're honoring different fathers on the air, and people's loved ones are writing into our website about the dad that they are. So Shannon took the time to write a little bit about you, and you also are going to get a couple prizes from us in addition to that.
Well, she's very sweet.
So, do you mind? Can I read this to you? Do you have a minute here? What she said about you?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
All right, so here's what Shannon said about you, Matt. My husband, Matt, is truly one of a kind. He's been on his own since 17 when he joined the Marine Corps and dedicated his life to excellent service of our country. After almost 10 years, one tour in Iraq, countless honors and bravery, he medically retired for combat-related injuries. He's returned home, become the first in his family to graduate college, graduating with honors magna cum laude from Chapman University, and gone on to land a very successful career in the medical field. The whole time, he somehow managed to balance being the most involved husband and father to our daughter and son on the way. My husband deals with pain and repercussions of his injuries every day. However, like I mentioned before, he is truly different. He manages to wake up each day and give our daughter and I the best version of himself. She truly thinks he is Superman, and I'm not so sure she's wrong. He finds peace and freedom in the ocean, and through surfing and freediving, he has discovered where his soul belongs. There's no man more deserving of recognition on this Father's Day, and we couldn't be more proud of him.
That's wonderful. I love it.
Isn't that really special?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to say about Shannon or your daughter or son on the way?
I just feel like the luckiest man in the world, and they make it easy.
Yeah. What do you hope to happen this Father's Day?
I just want to spend time with my family.
Yeah. Well, we've got a couple things to make it even cooler for you. So you're going to get a little prize package from Hobie Surf Shop here in Laguna. You're going to get a hat, a t-shirt, and a sweatshirt. All you have to do is go by the store and give your name. And then we're entering you to win our grand prize, which we're going to draw on Friday, which includes a staycation at the ranch in Laguna Beach, along with 9 holes of golf and lunch at Harvest. Plus, you get a haircut at the Den, board shorts at Landmark, and a couple other prizes from some stores around town. So we're going to draw that on Friday morning.
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you.
Cool, huh?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I'm going to get this podcast on our website, and I'll send it out to you. And just make sure you thank Shannon and the daughter when you get home today.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Happy Father's Day.